Yasoft? Microhu?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Yahoo and Microsoft made it official this morning. No, they are not merging into Microhu. They are combining forces in online advertising. It's a 10-year deal that joins Microsoft's new search platform and powerful software with Yahoo's internet and advertising reach. Mitchell Hartman joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
This deal has been discussed for a while, Mitchell. Why'd they do it now?
Well, the answer is probably one word, Google. Google's by far the dominant player in internet search. Something like 65% of searches worldwide go through Google's website. The only way Yahoo and Microsoft can get a bigger slice of that pie right now is to combine forces. Together, between Microsoft's search engine, which is called Bing, and Yahoo's home portal and other sites, those companies together would have about 30% of the search market. It's not as big as Google's, far from it, but it is enough to be noticed, and it's enough to give online advertisers something to spend their billions on that is not Google. It offers them variety and competition, which is what advertisers want.
And how does the deal work?
Well, Yahoo will take the lead on selling ads. It already has a lot of experience doing this. But of course, now it'll have a bigger revenue stream. That's more places to sell the online ads. That money's important because Yahoo wants to make back what it missed out on when it turned down a chance to sell itself to Microsoft last year. That price would have been about $48 billion.
And what's in this deal for Microsoft?
Well, here's where I think this gets really interesting. It's not just that Microsoft gets to launch Bing wider and quicker by partnering with Yahoo. Keep in mind, Yahoo will now have Bing on as the search engine on its websites. The software that crunches all those searches is Microsoft's. So they get all of this data about us, about what we search for, what we find when we search. Microsoft can use that data to improve its own search engine and also to target online ads more and more precisely to consumers based on what we're interested in.
Very interesting. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Have you ever looked at the taxes that get withheld from your paycheck and thought, boy, I wish Uncle Sam would take more money? Me neither. But a group of nearly 200 ultra-wealthy Americans has banded together to say just that. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The group's called Wealth for the Common Good. It includes former executives from Starbucks and Microsoft, and it's delivering a petition to President Obama and Congress today asking lawmakers to roll back Bush-era tax cuts for Americans making more than $250,000 a year. Chuck Collins is one of the group's co-founders.
We're saying we're ready to reinvest. We want a first-rate education system. We want a healthcare system where our neighbors don't walk around without health insurance. So it's really in our self-interest.
David K. Johnson teaches tax law at Syracuse University. He says rich Americans are likely to bear more of the tax burden in years to come now that the government is hurting for money and the national debt is ballooning.
We need to develop a society in which how much we levy in taxes matches up to how much we are spending on government services.
The Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy expire in 2011, but Wealth for the Common Good points out that Uncle Sam would get an extra $43 billion if it scrapped the cuts now. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And this just in this morning, orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket durable goods plunged in June by the largest amount in 5 months. Asian markets fell today, especially in Shanghai. A lot of traders think the Chinese government might put the brakes on Shanghai's recent stock rally. European markets are up a percent or two. Wall Street was mixed yesterday. The Dow lost 11 points and closed at 9,096.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The federal government is spending huge amounts of stimulus money to help states dig out of this recession and create jobs. Oh, but it's never that simple, is it? Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra says the stimulus competition is having unintended consequences.
Let's say your friend has a brand new litter of puppies at her house and they're up for grabs. Problem is, you're not the only one who's interested. So you show up with a box of fancy dog treats. Someone else shows up with a box of fancy dog treats, squeaky toys, and chewies. Game over. The other guy walks home with most of the puppies. You leave with one. That's essentially what happened between Kentucky and Michigan. But instead of puppies, they were interested in lithium-ion automotive battery facilities.
We put the amount of money on the table that we felt was A, going to bring them to Michigan, and B, make a bold statement.
That's Eric Schreffler. He's with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. After Kentucky ponied up $200 million in incentives to lure essentially one battery facility, Michigan put up $400 million in incentives to lure in four battery facilities. That's because each state is on a mission to become the next automotive battery capital of the world. And since the Department of Energy has over $2 billion in Recovery Act money to spend on the development of these types of batteries, states may be even more willing to woo those battery companies with huge incentives. States have been waging job wars against each other for decades. But Greg LaRoy says this time around it's different because states can spend recovery money to patch up their budgets and free up more state money for incentives. LaRoy is with the watchdog group Good Jobs First.
At the end of the day, what it really means is that there's less money available to improve schools or to maintain roads or to provide college scholarships and create other opportunities for people in the future.
Armin Budish is the Democratic Speaker of the House in the Ohio legislature. He's won some job wars. He's lost some. Either way, he hates it.
What a company will do is play one state against another until they get the best offer. But as long as those are the rules of the game, Ohio's going to compete and compete well.
Ohio just lost a company it's had in town for more than 100 years to Georgia. Georgia offered the company $96 million in incentives to relocate. I'm Jennifer Guerra for Marketplace.
Now from car batteries to car leasing, General Motors might be getting back into the leasing business. GM and Chrysler pulled out of leasing last year when car resale values slumped and credit tightened. This morning's Wall Street Journal reports GM and its financing arm GMAC are looking to lease again, maybe by this weekend. That could be especially good news for luxury brands like Cadillac, where leasing is a big part of their business. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.